Listening Library presents Keys to the Kingdom, Book 5, Lady Friday, by Garth Nix. Read for you by Alan Cordula. Prologue. Leif woke with a start and sat up in bed. For a moment, she was disoriented because she wasn't in her own bed. No band poster stared back at her from the wall at the foot of the bed, because there was no wall. The bedside table was missing too, and on the other side there were no winking red eyes from her 4-foot-high troll clock, the one she'd made with her brother Ed several years before, for a school science project. She wasn't in her normal sleeping clothes either, a band t-shirt and tracksuit pants. Instead, she was wearing an ankle-length pale blue nightshirt of soft flannel, something she would never have chosen to put on herself. The room she was in was much bigger than her bedroom, and there were 8 other beds. The closer ones definitely had people asleep in them, because Leif could see bodies under the covers and the tops of their heads. The other beds were probably occupied as well. It looked like a hospital. Leif suddenly became a lot more awake. She tried to jump out of the bed, but her legs wouldn't hold her up, and it turned into more of a slither onto the floor. Clawing at the bedclothes, she got herself upright and leaned against the mattress while she tried to work out what was going on. Slowly, it all started to come back. Very slowly, as if her recent memory was broken and her brain was having trouble putting all the pieces back together. Leif remembered visiting her friend Arthur in the East Area.